We're talking with Matt Bechtel, who's the acting director of the Agricultural Data Coalition. New organization, as of today. Why this organization?
Well, we've got a number of coalition members representing equipment and industry and the boots-on-the-ground folks of the retail space, and what they are hearing loudly from growers is that they wanted a centralized place to put their data where they were in control and they could choose their trusted advisors to remove burden from the data management process. So this coalition has come together to make the steps to make that happen.
So will this coalition actually be the overseer of a repository?
Yes, it will in the short run. We're forming the board of directors so that we can get the initial process going. We're reaching out to the commodity organizations here at Commodity Classic for representation of farmers on that board so that they can provide that input. This is about farmer data. We're putting farmers first, and we want them at that table all along the way.
So the data will be parked in one central location. How will it be accessed?
It will be web-based access, like many of the tools that they're used to using today. But unlike today, where a farmer might have to use one or two or three or four different tools to manage their data, they can have it in one spot, and they can connect those solutions to that data. So think of it as like a safety deposit box that you're giving a key to when those trusted advisors want to use it.
And sounds like, I think you said, a couple of the other folks said, this is all about the farmer saying, yes, you can use my data, no, you cannot.
That's correct. It's about putting the farmer in control. I mean, I'm from a family farm in Northeast Indiana, and one of the challenges we have is we want to work with a lot of people. But once we give that data up, we don't know where it's going. If it's in one place and I'm handing out keys to people to access it, I feel much more comfortable and I know where it is. And then my partners can benefit and make me a more successful farmer, a more successful steward.
Somebody's going to belong to the coalition to be able to be a user of this data at the end of the day.
Yeah, we will have a subscription type of option for any grower. Right now, the members themselves are the folks that are coming to the table to make this work. But for instance, our farm could be a subscriber, a user to this like they would any other solution.
Would this very possible, if you were working with some, an AGCO dealer or something like that, they might actually take care of this, subscription for you or something?
Yeah, absolutely, especially at the retail level. I mean, right now, the retailers are the ones right now who are struggling because they're trying to make these folks successful, and it's a lot of labor gathering all this information. So a lot of retailers are coming to us saying, hey, we need an easy solution for farmers to put their data, and then when they give us the control to say, yes, go get that for me so I can make your scripts, then they can do it.
Literally dozens, probably hundreds of companies right now that are getting into this precision ag data, big data, whatever you want to call it, business of agriculture. You're hoping that most of these will somehow participate?
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the best interest of their users, but it's in their own best interest. So not only is there a burden on farmers for all this data management, the same thing's happening for those companies because they have to tie to 10, 20, 30, 40 other companies to make all this work. If there's a centralized place, those companies can focus on innovation and not integration. So that benefits them and it benefits their customers.
And website, right?
Website is agdatacoalition.org. Twitter is agdatacoalition. Those are the best places to reach us. We're looking forward to hearing from folks. You can register on our website and keep in the loop with our newsletter that will be coming out soon.
Matt Bechtel, who's the executive director of the Ag Data Coalition, the group that hopes to be a national repository for ag data that's collected on behalf of individual farmers. They'll be able to control the data and easily be able to have anyone access that data as this coalition puts together the repository and it becomes a reality. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.